Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Now, here comes nothing more but great songs from across the West Country carnivals. This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge on Tone FM. The Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge is brought to you in partnership with the Shrubbery Hotel Ilminster. With 24 bedrooms, dedicated meeting rooms, restaurants and ballroom, we are the perfect venue to host your next event, large or small, including weddings, celebrations and conferences. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Good evening, how you doing? Yes, we're back live from 10 FM Towers with the Carnival Hour.
Let Mortal Kombat begin.
People on a leaky boat are gonna save the world.
Yes, good evening, Sil. Welcome along to the Carnival Hour here on Tone FM. Yes, we're back live in the studio this evening. Hope you all enjoyed the Easter special that we did last week for you. We've got loads on the show for you today. Quite a busy one, I think. We've got the Carnival Rewind coming up shortly. Also, your Carnival birthdays, your what-sons, your requests that I'm trying to squeeze in tonight. We'll also have the results to the question that I gave out last week for the CISP Scary Carts DVD. We've already put the names into the randomizer, including Stephen Loader, that just sent his in just in time. And also have a guest in the studio tonight. Yes, Roger Muspratt is with me, and he'll be chatting to me a little bit later on all about being a single masquerader and also what he does besides carnival, because he's quite a busy man, I found out as well. And he's going to be busy this year. Don't forget, if you want to get in contact today, you can send me a message via WhatsApp 01823 28 66 88 or on the email be studio@tonefm.co.uk. And you can also send me a message through the brand new Tone FM app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, go and download it. It's great. It's good sound quality as well. You could almost plug it into a carnival cart and it would sound amazing. Well, unless you have horn speakers on it anyway. We're going to start off with one from the Wurzels now, as we're live. Why not, hey?
You ready? At four, one, two, three. Here's a little song all about the rock and rhubarb. It's called The Funky Farmyard.
Every night by the pale moonlight, the farmyard's full of soul. All the pigs and chickens waiting to do the rock and roll. And they go ooh, ar, ooh, ar-ray. Ooh, ar, ooh, ar, ooh, ar-ray. Everybody's having fun down by the chicken run. And they go ooh, ar, ooh, ar-ray. Ooh, ar, ooh, ar, ooh, ar-ray. Everybody's having fun down by the chicken run.
On the app and on your smart speaker. This is the Carnival Hour with Jeff Strawbridge.
We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. And we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot.
Yeah.
It came from the Ramblers' award-winning cart, the Trawler Men, and requested by Matty Hooper, so we had to play it for him, didn't we? It is a Carnival Hour here on Tone FM until 7 o'clock this evening, where we play you all the great tunes from the West Country Carnivals back-to-back. But before we play any more tunes, it's time for the return of the Carnival Rewind. Now, if you don't know what the Carnival Rewind is, basically I'm going to be playing you a carnival piece of music, but I'm going to be playing it backwards. If you know what the answer is, you know what to do. Send me a message via WhatsApp, or you can send me an email, studio@tonefm.co.uk. It's quite a tricky one tonight, so I'm expecting not that many correct answers, because I thought it was quite a difficult one that we needed to start back with. Well, apparently it's not that difficult, because Roger has got it already. So don't text him and ask him what the answer is. But if you know what the answer is, send me a message via WhatsApp, 01823 28 66 88. Going to play a couple more carnival tunes, and then we'll be chatting to Roger Muspratt regarding all of his carnival history.
Girl, there they go again.
You mean to tell me they added again?
And this is one of his favourites. Weather Girls, Hit the Road, Jack. Well, the Carnival Rewind must have been really easy tonight, because Chris Ellis has got it right. Well done, Chris. Wow, I'm amazed. He's going to tell me off now.
Taunton's 107.8.
Tone FM. The Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster is the perfect venue for your next party. Whatever you're celebrating, from a family christening to a wondrous wedding or retirement party, we have a choice of function rooms, and with 24 ensuite bedrooms, guests can combine their visit with an overnight stay. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Taunton's 107.8. Tone FM.
It was one of those carts that broke the mold from the Gremlins. It is the Carnival Hour here on Tone FM. I love the end bit of that. Well, it's that time of the show where I bring on my guest that's in the studio here this evening. Good evening, Mr. Roger Musprat. How are you?
Good evening, Jeff, and how are you, mate?
I'm really good. It's so nice to have you in the studio, because this sort of came about, this meeting, because I met you at one of the presentation nights, and you said, "Yeah, you haven't had me on the show yet." So I said, "Okay, then, come on."
And here I am.
I know. So tell me, how did you get into Carnival? What was the attraction for you then?
Well, if I am being honest, my mother was a brown owl in Brownies and used to take the girls on the cart. Well, it's actually a farmer's tractor and trailer, so that was years ago.
Well, that's how it all started, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And that was like doing Shaftesbury and Gillingham. But then good old Jenny Brain, she took me to Bridgewater Carnival one year when Hot Rock did Swine Fever. I never watched it that year, and I ended up going on the car with a pig's head on myself, and I danced my socks off, seriously. And I never got to see Bridgewater Carnival.
But have you ever actually seen Bridgewater Carnival up to this day?
I don't know, actually. That's a tricky question.
Possibly only on DVD.
Possibly
then.
Only on DVD, and at the end when you fell over because you're exhausted and you need a drink.
And you didn't decide that, well, I'm on cart now, I'm going to stay on cart. Why did you decide that you wanted to go walking then?
Well, I was with Hot Rock for 2 years, and then I then met a friend, and I had an idea for Jafar that year, which was 2003. Said, "I want to do it." She goes, "Well, I'll help you make the costume." And I didn't really know anything about being single masquerader or carnival, so I went out that year and I ended up coming second in county on my first year and added lights nearly every carnival.
It's amazing how it all really happens, really. Then for you to just your first year go into it and start taking prizes, that takes some doing, really.
Yeah, and it's like I'm not always a confidence guy, and people say, "Well, of course you are. You get on the stage, you do this, you do that," and it's like I'm a bit nervous now, because it's like I know you, only know you through that. But when I get in the costume and that's it, I'm zoned out, and I'm out there just to enjoy myself and make sure that the public really like what they see.
And do you get a lot of reaction from the crowd?
A hell of a lot of reaction. As you know, I'm well known on Carnival, and it's because I'm a single masquerader. That's the only reason. People go, "Hiya, Roger," and I go, "Hiya," and I think, "Who the hell are you?" I shouldn't say that on air.
Do you know what? Sometimes I do that now.
Yeah, I'm well, just so famous, Jeff. It's great, isn't it, mate?
I tell you what, we're going to come back in a few minutes and chat a little bit more, and also we're going to do the draw for the CISP Scary Cards DVD.
Cool.
So we'll find out who wins that in a few minutes, and I may have a little bit of a surprise for you regarding that.
Oh.
Do you remember that one, Roger?
Who?
It's Griffins, wasn't it?
Yeah, good car.
It is a Carnival Hour here on Tone FM, and now it's time to tell you who won the DVD this week. But I said there's going to be a bit of a surprise, because we're not going to have just one winner tonight. We're going to be giving away two Scary Carts DVDs, and let's find out who's going to win. Let's start the randomizer. Right, last week's show was a pre-recorded show, so I asked you the question, which was, what date was Bridgewater Carnival on this year? It was quite an easy question. We had absolutely loads of answers in, correct ones, surprisingly enough, and the answer we were looking for was the 2nd of November. We had all of those answers in. We've hit the randomizer. We have two winners coming out. Our first winner tonight for the DVD is Sarah Lane. Congratulations, Sarah. And our second winner is Lewis Gosling. Congratulations to both of you. If you send me a message via WhatsApp with your addresses, we will get those Scary Cart DVDs in the post to you, courtesy from CISP. I think they need a round of applause, don't you?
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Come on, come on, we must enjoy this night of carnival.
Another question next week coming for you. There's still more DVDs to give out. Yes, and Roger was dancing to that one. You love having a dance in the studio tonight, don't you?
Always.
We've had a message in from a listener asking a question for you now, Roger.
We're
really catching you on the hot air tonight. So the question is, who is your greatest rival in Carnival?
My greatest rival?
Yeah.
Well, when Nigel is a single masquerader, then that's my greatest rival. But Simon Jackson is getting up in there at the moment. But I think we're all just in there to enjoy ourselves, so I don't really have a rival.
It is pretty competitive, really, being a single masquerader these days.
Yeah, there is Abby Haynes, as you know, in single. She actually, on one of the DVDs, she said, "My achievement was beating Roger Muspratt." And that is quite harsh, personally. But also, I go out there to enjoy myself.
We'd like to thank Andy Plummer for that question.
Oh, well, it might have been him when he was there.
Right, we need to do the Carnival birthdays, and then we're going to have another bit of a chat.
Yeah, great.
So the music in the background means it's our Carnival birthdays time. If you're celebrating your birthday and you're involved in Carnival, well, you know me, I may have you on the list. So happy birthday to the following people. Summer Frew from Globe Carnival Club celebrates your birthday today. Tomorrow it'll be Steve Mears from Hucky Duck Carnival Club and also Brian Newbury from Jack CC. On Tuesday, Mike Croker from Bridgewater Guy Fawkes Carnival Committee. And also Hannah from Rubolo Carnival Club. Lewis Jarman from Bubble CC. Apparently he's a new member. So happy birthday to you, Lewis. On Wednesday, Tamsin Higgins from the Masqueraders and Pete Warner, one of the judges. On Friday, it will be Liz Toms from Gemini Carnival Club and also Marion Harris. And on Saturday, Tyler Studley from the Gorgons Carnival Club. Now, Roger, you've got a couple of birthdays that you want to do as well, so we'll squeeze them into this section.
Yeah, happy birthday to my nephew, Hayden Tate, on the 12th. Happy birthday to my sister, Tanya Biddle, on the 15th. And happy heaven birthday to my dad on the 10th of April.
Oh. Now, Roger, how many carnivals do you actually do?
I can do up to 32.
In one year?
Yeah. And I'm going to try and do some summer ones this year. So Paignton, Taunton and all those.
That's going to keep you quite busy then.
Rather, yeah, this is the year to bring Ming out again for the summer.
Right, okay. And you mentioned to me a little bit of a whisper that you might be up to something next year as well.
Yeah, I've got the pleasure of going to Portugal Carnival for next year with Nigel from A&A Carnival Club. That is a bucket list to be seen. So that's 8 carnivals in 1 week.
That's going to keep you really busy. That'll be shattering. Do they have long carnivals over there then?
I think so. Sometimes they even have 2 a day. So that's when all my hair's going to be shaved off again for Ming the Merciless.
You actually shaved your hair? I thought you had a skull cap on for that.
I had a skull cap as the picture that you saw. Yeah. But because my father passed away in September, I shaved my hair off literally the day after his funeral. So that was for him.
Not for charity or raising money for Carnival.
I was going to, but I did it live and the feed didn't really work. But it was quite nice. It saved on haircuts.
Well, it's the thought that counts, isn't it?
It did, yeah.
Now, you've requested a song, The Lion King, and I asked you which version. You decided to go with Gemini.
Yeah.
Why was that then?
Oh, the cart was absolutely excellent. I remember seeing it at Chard with my ex-husband, Andrew, at the time. Yeah. We came up from Paignton and we watched it at Chard Carnival and it was absolutely fantastic.
Well, let's have a listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
used by the Gemini Carnival Club, The Lion King. It is a carnival hour here on Tone FM until 7 o'clock this evening, where we're playing you an hour of great tunes from the West Country Carnivals back to back. And my guest tonight is Roger Muspratt. Roger, can you tell me, regarding your entries, what's your probably your favourite entry that you've ever done?
One was Rio Rock Elio, which I did in 2007. That got me county again that year. And it was down to the one point with Jodie B. Mitchell, Western Supermare Carnival. I needed to win, or she needed to win, so I beat her and I got first in that one. And I must say, it was a Kang Admi, the massive Yeti. That was fantastic, but my head fell off at Wales.
Your head fell off at Wells. Go on, enlighten us. But as in what you were wearing? Or?
Yeah, so Kang Admi was 16 foot tall. It was quite a year that year. It was something different, and I actually really enjoyed it. But going down the finish line at Wells Carnival, where the trees and all that are, literally somebody went, "Your head's coming off!" So literally, they all looked up, and my head literally had gone over, and it snapped. So I had to repair it for the last carnival.
Have you got any carts from back in the day that you think, "Oh, I really love that"? It's sort of like feature, tableau, comic. Any particular carts that you think, "Oh, that's great"?
Yeah, Gemini was that one with Lion King, and definitely To the Trees. That was fantastic. But I just love all of them. They're good, and they all just do good achievements themselves. We could mention Ghost Ship, couldn't we?
So I think most people do.
Yeah, they do, don't they? But then there's been some excellent carts after that, really. But Warhorse for Masqueraders was my best, and being on that was quite emotional.
And I think the bar is even raising even higher now for this year, isn't it? Now everybody's seen what Ramblers brought out this year.
Yeah.
Or last year, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all thinking, "Oh, maybe we need to go LED. We need to..."
I think act. LED all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It saves diesel as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, how do you raise your money to actually get your costume out? Or do you just pay for it yourself? Or?
I pay for it for myself now, but I did used to do bingos every month, but it got quite religious in the end, because it was going out every single month and buying prizes and then keeping the customers happy. But I win quite a bit prize money most of the time, so most of that goes towards it. But depends on how much you want to spend on it. So some people have spent nearly £500 already on some of theirs. So,
and what sort of money do you actually have to spend to get your entry out every year then?
You could personally spend from 100 to 1,000. That's right, a single masquerader. My material last year cost 150 for Ming.
Cool, blimey. Right, okay. Well, speaking of fundraising, I think we need to do our events and what's on's. So just to let you know what's going on in the carnival community as they try to raise funds to get their entries out for this year, as I try to find the right bit of paper because I wasn't prepared. So the Tizzy's Carnival Club, they have their prize bingo on Friday the 12th of April. That's at the Phoenix Hotel in Chard. Doors open at 6 o'clock and eyes down at 7:15. Gemini have their big breakfast. That's back on Sunday. Donnet Village Hall, 9 until 12. If you fancy a nice brekkie, you never know, you might see me there if I get up in time. Western Zoyland, they have their mouse racing night at Western Zoyland Village Hall on Saturday the 13th. Doors open at 6:30 and the first race starts at 7 o'clock. It is cash betting only, and their table sponsors are available for £25. If you want to get involved in that, just contact Western Zoyland via their Facebook page, and they'll come back to you on that. Now, the Gremlins Carnival Club, they have a night of drag on Friday the 19th of April at Bar 27 in Bridgewater. Starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are £10 each, and that's payable via PayPal. If you want to get hold of tickets for that, contact tmaweber@gmail.com or contact us and we'll forward you the details. Gemini Carnival Club, they have a music quiz on Sunday the 5th of May at the Shrubbery Hotel. I'll be your quiz master. And also we'll be going to be doing the Carnival Hour live from the Shrubbery Hotel from 6 until 7. So if you'd like to come a little bit earlier, you can be in the audience and throw things at me. That pretty much wraps up the What's Ons for today. But if you have an event that you want to share with us, just email us carnival@tonefm.co.uk. Back to the carnival tunes, if I press the right button. It was going so well.
Listening to Tone FM with Jess Strawbridge, Carnival Hour.
Along the river with my new sweet song, with a file in the pocket of my old Mackinaw. I'm heading for the woods each morning at the break of day. As I take a little shortcut over the hill, I can hear the whistle blow at the old sawmill. It's the night gang leaving for the bunkhouse across the bay. While I'm sitting on the tree stump eating Johnny Cake, I heard the whistle blow ahead to take a break. I'm pulling up my tea in an old tin can, cause that is the life of a lumberjack man. I'm gonna cut me a jack pine tall and limber. You better step aside when I haul her timber. My double-bit axe is gonna make the big chips fly. Oh, when the cut is clean, I'll set my wedge and I'll drive it in the place with an outbound sledge. I've already picked the spot where this big trees are gonna lie. While I'm sitting on a tree stump eating Johnny Cake, I heard the whistle blow ahead to take a break. I'm pulling up my tea in an old tin can, cause that is the life of a lumberjack man. Well, the swamper's getting ready to take my loads, skidding off my logs and pile them on the road. I'm waiting for the jammer to put them on the sleigh. He's got the right number before I let the logs go rolling on their way.
It was used by the 2Rs last year, and prior to that, the Eclipse Carnival Club, Hal Willis, and the Lumberjack Song. I'm here with Roger as we're chatting things all to do with Carnival. Now, Roger, can you give us a bit of a clue what your idea may be for next year?
This year, you
well,
mean?
This year, sorry. Well, I always
next,
get confused.
Next year, no. This year, oh, I don't really know. I'm going to be more of a tableau this year, so there you go.
Okay, so you're not wheeled then?
There will be a couple of wheels, but that's it.
Bit of an exclusive for you there. Anyway, Carnival Rewind. Now, you got it straight away, which I was really surprised about because I thought it was really difficult today.
Yeah.
So go on, tell us what the answer was, Roger.
It's Mickey's Parade, isn't it?
It was, which was used by Harlequin Carnival Club originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was going to be a difficult one. I must try harder. We had correct answers in from Steve from the Dunsford Nutters, also James Loader, Chris Ellis, also James Hellier. Bradley Lawrence got it correct, which I'm quite concerned about because he should be at his meeting tonight. Colin Palmer, Henry got it correct as well, but in third place tonight was Mark Miles. In second place, Grant Miller. And in first place tonight, they were really quick tonight, which was Kay and Simon Bond from Zem Carnival Club. We were looking for the Harlequin Carnival Club and Mickey's Parade. Matty got it right too. It was the answer to your Carnival Rewind tonight. Used by the Harlequin Carnival Club, Mickey's Parade, Mickey Mouse, Club March. Well done if you got it correct. We'll do another Rewind next week.
Taunton's 107.8.
Tone FM.
If you're looking for a perfect venue for a conference, a product launch, or AGM, the Shrubbery Hotel in Ilminster can cater for up to 250 delegates, and being 15 minutes from the M5 makes us very accessible. In addition to 5 fully equipped conference rooms, our 24 ensuite rooms and quality catering means we are able to offer the full package. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM.
Well, what is it you want? We want a shrubbery! A what?
It was used by the Mardens Carnival Club, Denise Van Outen's version of Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. And also, hello to Mr. Numbnuts. Behave, please, will you? Well, Roger, that pretty much wraps up the show, but thank you so much for coming in tonight.
It's all right. That's my pleasure, Jess.
So we've had the scoop, as in what you might... a bit of a clue of what's happening for this year. So when is your first carnival going to be?
It will be Mir with the new one, but I will do Ming with some of the Devon ones, fingers crossed. So, and then good luck to Crowdy's Carnival Club this year. That's a new pair coming out on the circuit. I've seen some of it already, and it's fantastic. They're working really hard to bring that out as a good entry for a pair this year.
Well, I'm very intrigued on that one.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff. Been a pleasure.
I'll be back next Sunday with the Carnival Hour, and my guest next week is Sedgemoor FM's Bill Bevan. It's going to be fun. And also you can catch me weekdays from 9 till 10 with 87, where I play an hour of great tunes from that wonderful decade that was the 1980s. I'd love it if you could join me for that, but if you can't, I'll speak to you next Sunday. I'll leave you with one that was used by the Hucky Duck Carnival Club. Ta-ta.
With Jeff Strawbridge was brought to you in partnership with the Shrubbery Hotel Ilminster. With 24 bedrooms, dedicated meeting rooms, restaurants and ballroom, we are the perfect venue to host your next event, large or small, including weddings, celebrations and conferences. Find out more at shrubberyhotel.com.
Listen when you want, How You Want This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.